Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I don't see where people get this thing that, is it the will of God? I don't know, is it the will? You're not walking close enough to Him. Maybe you hadn't been through the rite of passage where God says, okay, you decree, I'll cause the light to shine. Maybe God doesn't trust you. Or you haven't gotten to the place where God really can trust you. He loves you, and He'll work on you. Could that be it? The amount of currency you have determines how much you can do in a society. Everything in the kingdom of God is received by faith. Somebody say, everything.
Everything.
Say it again, everything.
Everything.
Say it one more time, everything.
Everything.
You have to have currency. And this is how it works in society. You have to have currency in order to make currency work. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to have some money to get some money. That's why people save. They save up for something. Then they invest, and money starts working for you. But you got to have currency for currency to get currency to make it work for you. Every kingdom principle is activated by faith. All laws in the kingdom are activated by faith. All promises and all principles in the kingdom of God, promises and principles are activated by faith. This is why it's so very important that we believe. Are you still with me?
Amen.
Let's take a look at five things that faith works by. And this could be why you're flying high, or why are you in the chicken coop? Because you're missing out on some of this. The first thing I want you to look at is Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Galatians 5, verse 6. Somebody say, after His likeness. How many know God is love? He embodies love. He's above love. But He is love. Major attribute about God. He is love. It's not that love is over God. No, God is above all this. Everything is in Him. But look here. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith. But faith. Circumcision, uncircumcision doesn't profit. But faith, which works or is activated by love. Could it be the car's in park because somewhere you left off love? Got so busy, so hung up, so focused, you stopped loving. First of all, you stopped loving God. So you got to have that passion for God. You can't just be wanting His hand. Gimme, 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 gimme. No, it's got to be a love for God. Faith works by love. Not my will, Lord, but Your will be done. Come on, a consistent and constant surrender before God. Why? Because He first loved us. Now we love Him, right? Faith operates Faith is activated. Faith works by love. You can't be mean, evil, all the evilness, angry, low. Talk about you believe God. What God do you believe in? Faith works by love. This ought to be transforming to many of us, to put us back into alignment. So we stop trying to get and we learn how to surrender. See, there's an economy that a citizen carries wherever you go. How could Isaac sow in Genesis 26 in a famine? While no one else, the Philistines, the Amalekites, none of them were prospering, none of them could grow a weed. But he sowed and received the hundredfold. See, you're looking for stuff out there. You carry it. When you show up, something shows up with you. But the sad truth is people don't know what they carry. So when they show up, they just show up as a like the prodigal son. The prodigal son took his inheritance and went and squandered it all. He left the grace, squandered everything. Then he said, you know, I'm going back to my father's house, and perhaps he'll make me a servant. When he left, he said, give me. It's cheap. You didn't get inheritance till the father was passed. But he wanted his inheritance now. Give me that which belongs to me. I'm out. But after he got humbled, when he came back, he didn't ask the father to give him nothing. He said, make me. I want you to catch that. He said, make me a servant in the house. See, the father had bigger plans than that. But he came, his mind had changed. He left saying, give me. He came back saying, make me. He said, I'm not ready for inheritance. I don't even know what to do with it. I can't keep the devil off my stuff. So make me. Amen. Could it be you're focusing on the wrong things? You're leaving off the weightier matters. You're laughing at people because you're prospering a little bit. So you ain't got time for poking. You're looking down your nose at people, and you know the very ones you used to sit on the corner drinking that wine with. And you was the biggest wino. Could it be? Faith works by love. And one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. Now abideth these three. The greatest of these are charity. Love. I'm not talking about the greasy stuff. Talking about love for God first. Right? So let's take a look. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Say it with me. Faith works or operates by love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at verse 1 through 7. We're going to get there in a minute. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or tingling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. Did you see that? Yeah. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. To do this stuff, just to be doing it. Love, okay, here is what you may be lacking. Now I'm about to say some curse words here. Words that are not heard often in church. Charity suffers long. And while it's suffering, it's kind. Could that be where you got off the faith bus? In your suffering, you stop being kind. Faith works by love. Don't tell me God won't try you. He'll try every one of us. And see, when heaven is silent, it's the teacher watching you during the test. Seeing as you're cheating. Get that back up. Charity envies not. Could it be that you're envying? Get your eyes off of other people. Other peoples and their stuff. You'll always go awry comparing yourself. Envy. They killed Jesus out of envy. They were jealous of him. Charity doesn't boast itself. It's not puffed up. When God blesses you, listen, knowledge puffs up. Love edifies. God blesses you. He blesses you to be a blessing. Don't be stingy. Amen. Don't stop looking at people down your nose like they don't belong. Could it be faith ain't working because it's not working by love? Get it back up. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not its own, is not easily provoked. Have you found yourself being provoked here lately? Have you found yourself thinking evil, calling it discerning of spirits? No, it's discerning of evil. Rejoices not in iniquity. You got enemies and you just so glad when something had happened to them. Can't wait to tell somebody. And you know, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Tell somebody, the teacher's watching. Believes all things. Hopes all things and endures. Endure doesn't mean to just put up with. Endure doesn't mean to put up with something. Endure, that's a much bigger word than that. It actually has to do with patience, where you get up under something and you hold it up. You carry it. You get up under it. You don't push it aside. You just have to deal with it. No, you get up under it. You embrace it. Endureth. The race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to him that will endure. Could it be faith is not working because love is not present? I guarantee you, the moment you decide, you ain't got to go through a little 40-day fast. Decide. You don't have to be inspired.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.